You know the vibes. Welcome back to another episode of the Hoop Genius Podcast, brought to you by NBA 2K25. It's myself, Mo Moutsi, alongside me as always, Mr. BJ Armstrong, three-time NBA champion. How's it going, B?
Oh, beautiful, Mo. Beautiful. Beautiful. So, it's just, you know, doing what I do on a Friday.
It's a Friday. I ain't got no job. I ain't got nothing to do. So guess what? I'm gonna do a damn podcast. All right. So
that's pretty funny.
So the record is now 8-3. Because I picked the Grizzlies to win last night and they absolutely decimated the Milwaukee Bucks. I feel like we need to talk a little bit about the Milwaukee Bucks.
We've talked
about them before and how their roster is older and it doesn't fit and they're still missing Chris Middleton. But something that's crazy to me, I don't really pay too much attention to plus minus numbers. But when you look at the starting lineup of the Milwaukee Bucks last night, who lost 122-99 against the Grizzlies team, who have about seven players on the injury list, right? No Desmond Bane, no Marcus Smart, so on and so forth. The Bucks, their starters. Here's the starters, right? Damian Lillard in 33 minutes was minus 29. Gary Trent Jr. was minus 23. Brook Lopez was minus 35. And Taurean Prince was minus 22. Only Giannis was a net negative zero in minutes he was on the court. Then off the bench, Dylan Wright was plus 10. Andre Jackson Jr. was plus 8. But everyone else was a negative impact on the court whilst they were playing. How long until Giannis decides or realizes, not even decides, he realizes that this team is not a championship caliber team and he decides to leave Milwaukee and go elsewhere?
Well, you know, it's what are we talking about? Four or five games now? Is that what we're talking?
Yeah, four or five games, but you also factor in everything that's happened since basically January.
Well,
so it's been 12 months.
Yeah, I'm trying to find, maybe you can find the stat while you find the comment that was made by Giannis, I believe after the Boston game, stating about what is the identity of this team. And I thought that was very early in the season. It was like after the second or third game or something. That
Right now, we don't have an identity. How are we going to win the game? Are we going to defend 48 minutes? Are we going to move the ball for 48 minutes? Are we going to attack? We've got to find an identity. We don't have one right now.
I thought, okay, you went through training camp. We all know that there was a change of the coaching staff halfway. Was it even halfway during the year?
I mean, no, it was like January, right?
January, they changed the coaching staff.
And they were pretty good before they changed coaches. It was a big surprise that they did that.
Yeah, they were like in second place. They've changed their roster. They've traded players. They've done all of these things. And then Giannis says, your best player, this is your best player, says, we don't have an identity. Now, I read that quote and I thought, we have a problem. If we don't have an identity and you have a former MVP, a former Defensive Player of the Year, saying this
former
after
champion.
Like this former champion, first team All NBA, everything above, saying this, I thought, okay, we have a problem now. And you know me, Mo, I don't push the panic button often, but I thought this was a fascinating, you know, remark after like literally, I think it was the second game of the year or third game. One of those. It was early enough for me to say, wow, that was quick. Now, I don't know what they're going to do, Mo. But it's only logical for me to understand why you would say something like that, how long before, and begin to ask those questions. I like to solve problems. That's kind of my personality. I see a problem, I like to solve it. Quitting is just not it's not in my makeup. I don't quit. I don't run from, situation. Oh, trade me. No, this is This is my deal. This is how I operate. So, but what it looks like to me, they need to retool this thing. And that's what it looks like to me. Now, what we're saying is, what he's basically saying, just based on the comments, and I don't know this, right? Because you know I'm a Doc Rivers guy. You know Doc
Yes,
Rivers,
I'm aware, but I'm not seeing why right now.
yeah, th this looks
Historically,
like,
maybe, yeah, but right now, definitely not.
this looks like, okay, the first thing that's probably going to happen is you're going to see changes within the organization. Now, this is what it looks like now. Okay, we gave it a shot. We made all of these moves. We made a trade. We made this. We did this. And then your best player is like, okay, we don't even have an identity. What? What do you mean? What do you mean? We don't have an
But he's
identity.
not wrong. You know, when it was him and Jrue Holiday and Brook Lopez, you had three defense player of the year candidates on one team. The identity was defense. When you go back and look at their finals run, their championship run, it was all the plays started on the defensive end. All of it was defense, right? And
Well, Mark,
Brook
it's
Lopez
one
is now
thing.
old and he's had back injuries and they traded Jrue Holiday. So now your defensive identity is gone. You got a one-man defense, essentially.
Well, it's very hard. As you and I say, I know I state this, and I know it's not the, it's when I watch television every now and then, now you hear everyone throw on these stats and true shooting percentage. I still don't even know what that is. So true shooting percentage and per 48 minutes. How many minutes did the guy play? He only played 20 minutes, but he has a per 48 minutes and
Play
all
one
these
hundred
things.
now.
Yeah. What I do know is the following. Okay. Everyone likes to talk old school, new school. No, it's the same formula. Okay, let's get done with the old school, new school. If you can't defend the ball in the backcourt, it's going to put an enormous amount of pressure on your front court. Okay? The big guys have no chance if a guy is getting a straight line to the basket. And right now, that's what's happening in Milwaukee.
Well, you knew what you signed up for when you traded for Damian Lillard because I've never looked at him as a good defender.
Well, okay, exactly. So if you knew that, if you said, "Well, we're going to look for a guy who could maybe provide a little bit more offense, and then we're going to be lacking more defense," then you're going to have to comp we're going to have to figure that out. Why? Because we know what wins. Everyone's talking about these 3-point shooting and all of this stuff, and we're making, oh, I just saw Anthony Edwards is shooting more threes now than James Harden. And we're talking about all that, but you know who's winning in this league? Jrue Holiday again and Derek White. Okay, that's what wins people. So if we want to win in this league, OKC, you're probably going to defend. You have to defend. That's how this works. This isn't a new formula. I know you have fancy new titles and things to distract you from the formula,
Well,
but
I
when
just
you
think, I don't even think that. I just think offense is easier to talk about than defense. But when you look at, it doesn't matter how many threes Anthony Edwards want to shoot because the Wolves have a good defense. It doesn't matter how many threes the Celtics want to shoot because they have a great defense. Like, it's easy to talk about the offensive side of the ball and, oh, this team took this many threes and da da da. But the great teams or the teams that are currently competing, they have a great defense. The Cavs, the OKC Thunder. It all starts with great. Obviously, we want to talk about Evan Mobley scoring and Shai going for MVP, but it all starts with defense.
I couldn't have said it better, my friend. You, the floor is yours. There's nothing else for me to say.
Okay,
That's what wins. That's what
here's the
wins.
problem the Bucks find themselves in. You've traded for Damian Lillard. You're not going to trade him again. Okay? You're not trying to trade Giannis. You're trying to do anything you can to keep him. But when you look at the rest of the roster, there's not many moves you could make to upgrade your roster. Chris Middleton, not healthy once again. I don't think many teams are queuing up to trade for Chris Middleton, especially with the contract that he's on as well. So you're just left with role players. Brook Lopez is still good, but he's an aging player. And then you've got Taurean Prince getting big minutes. Gary Trent Jr., who no one had signed until very late in the offseason, is your starting two guard. What are your moves here? You've already changed coach. It's time for the organization, they're going to have to go in a new direction. They're going to have to call the OKC Thunder and say, give us every pick that you own and we'll give you Giannis. And that's what they're going to have to do. It's just time to accept that as much as you don't want to quit or give up on this, they are in a corner that they can't get out of because there are no moves here that they can make to get back to championship contention, in my opinion. Because when you even look at this team and how this team is playing, I've seen some stats yesterday, which, you know, I'm not too big on the stats, but it really caught my eye. Let me find it. Because when you think about a Giannis Antetokounmpo team, right, you think that they're going to be playing fast basketball, they're going to be getting out in transition. I can't find the exact numbers. They're near the bottom of the league in transition offense. They're near the bottom of the league in transition defense. They're near the bottom of the league in drives created. And as great as Giannis is, and we praise him all the time, he's not the best screener in the world, which is why you think the theory of a Dame and Giannis pick and roll is great in theory. But in actuality, you look at Damian Lillard, he probably prefers it when Brook Lopez is being used as a screener because he's a stronger screen. When you look at Giannis playing, if he's not directly involved in the offensive action, there's not much that you can do. So this team hasn't even been built around your best player. So the offense that you're running and the style of play that you're playing is not complementary to your best player, because if you've got Giannis, who's one of the best fast break players we've ever seen in basketball, you have to have a good defense, because where do you get a fast break from? You have to play great defense, force the opponents into a miss or turn the ball over, and then you can get out there and run. But if you can't do that, then Giannis's talents are being wasted, because he's at his best when he's in the open court. He's not the world's best half court player. He can do it. We've seen him do it, but we've seen him at his best when he can get the ball, take two dribbles to get down an entire 94 feet court and dunk the ball on the other end. But if you're not getting stops and you're taking the ball out of your own basket every time, you're not going to maximize his skill set. So I don't see any moves right now that the Milwaukee Bucks can make that will fix this predicament that they find themselves in. You change the coach once. If you change the coach again, I don't know if ownership in the front office want to take that. You know, it's a lot of ego that goes into these things and say, hey, we got the wrong coach, we're going to change it again. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think they're trading for Damian Lillard only to move him on. And then who else on their roster has got trade value? I think the Milwaukee Bucks' championship window is over. And that's it.
Well, you know, you made very valid points. But I will say this. In their defense, you know, Chris Middleton is a very big part of this championship caliber team. I mean, he was a big, big component. In particular, I vividly recall that Atlanta series where Giannis injured his leg, and Chris Middleton was able to carry the team and continue to propel this thing and move it forward.
Absolutely.
Chris Middleton.
That was 3 years ago. 4 years ago. Was it three or four years ago? Chris Middleton, as of today, is still not cleared for 5-on-5 as he recovers from his ankle surgery.
Okay. So this is my only hesitation with saying what you're saying, is because they are down an all-star. And he has been out for now at least the last 2 years. He hasn't been consistent. So in all of this chaos right now, a very arguably their second best player has been out. And that's really hard to do. Giannis has been out.
Third best player. Because I don't think you can make a case that Chris is better than Dame or Giannis.
I will say your second best player. Chris Middleton.
Is he better than Dame? Is that what you're saying?
Chris Middleton, I would argue, was the second best player when they won the championship. You got to do it. Don't remember, Noma. You got to show me. You can't just tell me how good you are. You got to show me. Chris Middleton has won a championship. And he was, in my mind, he was clearly, okay. And you can even make the argument that Jrue Holiday. I you can argue either one, because as good as Chris Middleton was on the offensive end some nights, you could say that Jrue Holiday was just as valuable on the defensive end. So I'm not arguing their contributions. I'm just saying,
but right now, today, if everyone's healthy,
I'm saying Chris
rank Middleton, their three best players.
I'm saying I and I'll tell you why. Giannis, without question, because his he domin he can dominate on both sides of the ball. I'm asking Damian Lillard to do something which I know he's not the elite. He's not in the elite category. I'm asking him to initiate an offense. You hear me say this all the time, Mo. There are combo guards. There are lead guards. There are distributors. Now, they all may play that same position. If I use, I'm using Steph Curry because he's at the, he is some type of combo guard who plays both guards positions in a 48-minute game. Right now, I don't see another lead guard for the Milwaukee Bucks that will alleviate Damian Lillard from the ball handling position. I don't
No,
see that.
no, yeah.
I don't see that. Okay, so how many, I sit here and I tell you and people all the time, if you have a great player in today's game, he must be some type of hybrid player because the game now, I don't know if the coaches are advocating this. I don't know if the players, this is how they train. I don't know. You know, they say they're skilled in all these things, but what I do know is they can't dominate from one position anymore. They have to, you know, they shoot threes, then they drive to the basket a little bit, then you drive and kick them a little bit, then you put them on there, and then they start passing a little bit. They're hybrid players. Damian Lillard is one thing I know Damian Lillard can do. He can score the basketball. That's what he does. Now I'm asking him to do something
Last
that.
night, Dame was 1 of 12, 0 from 6 from 3. He had 6 assists, I guess. But
Yeah. That's one
he
thing
has
I
scored a
know that.
basketball, but
But what I do know is when you just watch Steph Curry.
yeah.
Just watch Steph Curry. Just like you, if you take Steph Curry in the Olympics, who was the point guard on the team, though?
LeBron.
There you go. It's a simple fix to me. Let's just call Dame what he, what does Dame do? Dame scores the basketball. So why am I asking Dame to initiate the offense? Why am I asking Dame to guard Ja Morant? Why am I asking Dame? No, this is not happening. That's not what Dame is a very unique player in today's game. If you look at yesterday's game, because these players aren't like the point guard position probably doesn't exist anymore because they all score now.
Yeah, well, CP3
They,
had an insane game, but we'll talk about that
yeah, you can
another
talk.
day.
CP3 is probably a throwback player.
Yeah, well,
But
he's
how
in
many
year
CP?
19. Like, he's not a
But
current
how?
player. Do you know what I mean? It's insane that he's
But
still doing this. He was
how?
19 points, 7 rebounds, 10 assists, 2 steals, just 1 turnover, and just 2 fouls with a plus minus of plus 37 in 32 minutes.
Okay, CP3 can initiate and run a team. That's what he does. Like now, the scoring is just a bonus for him. But what do you know CP3 is going to do every night is he's going to manage time and score. That's a lost art in the
And he's
game.
going to
You
get
hear
his
me say
teammates in
that?
the right positions to do what they do
Listen,
best. But anyway,
okay.
back to what we were saying. Even when Chris Middleton comes back healthy, that doesn't solve the problems with this team because you're going to play him at a three. So he's going to take minutes away from Taurean Prince, who right now I think is leading the team in minutes. That's cool, but that's not helping your point of attack defense. That's not covering up for the fact that Dame Lillard, and we'll put this simply and honestly, can't guard anyone.
Mo, there was a reason last year they picked up Pat Bev late. I mean, Mo, they're telling you who they are. This isn't me. You know, Mo, I love scorers. I love scorers at the lead guard position. You know, I love those guards who can score. You know, I always imagine what does it feel like to just come up and shoot a three? People ask me, would you want to play in today's game? I go, I don't think so because I don't know what that would feel like to just look the other four guys off and just pull up from three. I've never had that experience as a former player. I just look everybody off and just start shooting. Pat Bev was brought on the team because it's a glaring weakness. When you watch other teams play against them, What's the first thing they do? They start attacking Damian Lillard.
Yep.
Okay.
But you can't hide him. Doesn't matter how good the other guard on the court next to him is.
Yeah, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can, Mo. There's other guards in the league. Believe it or not, they can't defend.
Let me ask you this. Can you name one guard that starts in the NBA right now that is a worse defender than Damian Lillard?
Well, there's no better, no worse.
Because I think even at this point, Trae Young is better defensively than Damian Lillard.
Okay, that's fine. I'm not here to. What I know is a blow by is a blow by, and I watch guards get blown by every single night. Okay, every single night, every night. I can't recall in my history of the game, of watching the game of basketball, where I see you every night. No names need, you know, I'm not comparing this guy with this guy. I solve problems. This is the first generation where guys don't even take up their matchup. I'm going to repeat this. You don't see, how many times do you see Trae Young and Ja Morant play against each other? How many times do you see De'Aaron Fox play directly against Jalen Brunson? You don't see these matchups. Everyone's switching. You don't see the other team's guards taking on the other team's guards and saying, that's my matchup. You don't see that anymore. So how can we even make that comparison when no one's guarding anyone? Because everyone's switching all the positions. I just saw last night, they were building the game, Chet Holmgren versus Victor Wembanyama. I didn't see Chet guarding Victor. Did you? Did you see it? I didn't see it.
A couple of times.
Yeah, a couple of times. I saw Caruso guarding him. I didn't tune in to watch Caruso versus Wembanyama. I didn't. So what you're saying, Mo, I hear you, but I don't see that anymore.
Okay.
I love matchups. I love it when this guy is playing against that guy on both sides of the ball, and let's see what it is. But you don't see that anymore. So okay. I can't say who's a better defender.
But here's the thing, right? Even with team switching and whatnot, Dame is a bad defender. Even off the ball, he looks lost. There's oftentimes he's just standing around. Like, there's been a couple games this season, to his credit, where he's looked like he's making more of an effort. But on the whole, even back in Portland, an atrocious defender.
I can't say that because defense is about one thing. Just giving me effort in it.
But this is what I'm saying to you. Most times I watch him, he's not providing the effort. This is what I'm saying to you. I don't know.
I'm not claiming to know him well, but I'm not allowing any player that I know to claim that they are a bad defender. Just give me what you got.
And he's not giving you anything. He's not giving you anything.
I don't believe that. It's just like, you know, and I remember when early in his career, he was known as an offensive player, Brook Lopez.
Yeah.
And then suddenly Brook, at this stage of his career, you know, he came second in the defensive player of the year.
Yeah, but a lot of that is to do with scheme, right? And the Milwaukee Bucks, they'll drop Brook Lopez back to protect the paint, and Drew Holiday will chase. Damian Lillard ain't chasing no one.
Well, whatever the case may be, it is my job as an executive, as a coach, to figure out. You just show up, and I'll figure out how to utilize you. I'm not allowing any player to be a bad defensive player. Some are more gifted than others. I'll give you that. Okay, if you get by Giannis still has the ability to recover. That's what we call a great defensive player. No, I just call that a great athlete.
To be fair, even Giannis's effort this season so far has been a little bit questionable.
Okay, whatever it is, I'm not questioning anything. It is my job to figure it out. That's why the coaches are getting paid the big bucks. That's why the executives are getting paid the big bucks. It's my job to figure it out. Coach, players, your job is to give me the effort and the energy. If you give me effort and energy, I'll figure out the rest. I'm not throwing anybody under the bus, especially on that end. Now, if you said, can a guy shoot? Is he a better shooter than this guy? Okay, we probably can measure that. But defensively, give me what you got. Give me what
you're saying the same thing, but you just want to be nice about it. And I'm just telling the truth.
I'm not being nice about it.
Because I'm telling you, give me what you got. He's not giving you anything at all.
Okay, that's fine.
And if you want to measure defense, if you took all 30 starting point guards in the NBA, all 30 of them, and had to put them in order of who you would trust to get you a stop the most, you'd have Jrue Holiday, you'd have Jalen Suggs, you'd have Derek White, you'd have whoever. Damian Lillard would be at the back of the line. It'd be him and Trae Young chilling at the back of the line.
I can assure you this. If Damian Lillard became available, there would be people, you know, inquiring about him.
Oh, because, of course.
That's my point. Of course. Because why? Because
he scores the basketball most nights, unlike last night.
No, because
he sells
always,
tickets. He sells jerseys.
There's always someone who thinks I can do it better. It's always.
Yeah.
I'm from the belief, I am from the cloth of the following. Just give me your effort. It's impossible for all players to be great defensive players. That's why we have different schemes. That's why we call it roster constructing. You construct a team. There are a lot of teams now that are constructed, believe it or not, where they know their point guard is not a good defender. So they pair him up with another guard who's capable of guarding the other team's point guard to cover that up. Mo, that's why they call it a team. Believe it or not, Mo, everyone can't be good at everything. So I'm not concerned about how it may look that night. Okay. He can't guard De'Aaron Fox. I don't see anybody who can guard De'Aaron Fox. I don't see anyone who can guard Ja Morant. I haven't seen anyone stand in front of him his entire career. So is everybody in the league a bad defensive player?
Okay, name someone Damian Lillard can guard.
Okay, name somebody who can stand in front of Ja Morant. Name somebody who can stand in front of Ja Morant.
No, but it's not about that, is it?
Name someone that can stay in front of Ja Morant.
No,
name someone
no,
who
no,
can
no,
stay
no,
in
no.
front of De'Aaron Fox.
No, 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 because you're talking about the elite of the elite. I'm saying name any player in the NBA, name anyone that Damian Lillard can guard.
Mo.
That should be an easier task.
Mo, I'm not. Damian Lillard plays at that position. He plays at a position where speed and quickness is at an advantage. Who can guard anybody in today's game? You can't even touch him.
We're not going to sit here and say that no one can guard anymore, because we just literally 2 days ago talked about how good certain guards are at defending in the NBA right now.
If you're telling me, name someone who can stay in front of Luka. Name someone who can guard. No one can guard anybody.
No one can guard the all-star caliber players that you're naming. Okay. But there are guys who can play on his defense and that aren't a liability.
I happen to respect. I don't care if you're the 15th guy on the team. You can do something. See, that to me is the, and I love speaking to guys after their rookie year, because when you come into the league, you're saying, well, who you want to be? I want to be a superstar. Or who am I for? I love this question. It's such a setup question. Who are you most looking forward to playing against? And then they start naming all of
LeBron,
the
KD.
And then you suddenly recognize, oh, those guys coming off the bench are really, really
bro,
good.
People don't know. Being in the NBA is like top 0.0001% in the world, right?
And all of these, there are guys, believe it or not, that are sitting on the bench who not could be, are going to be all-stars at some point. Okay? Guys who like Fred VanVleet and these guys who are, and you know, didn't get drafted or second round picks or and all these things. There are great players all around this league.
Absolutely.
A lot of times. So all I'm saying is this. If you want to say that, okay, that's fine. I just respect Damian Lillard because I know Dame is capable at any given moment of having a 40-point game and everyone starts saying this, that, and whatever. And I know there is a way to make sure that what he doesn't do well, maybe he doesn't defend as well as Marcus Smart and Jrue Holiday and all those guys. Okay, that's fair.
There's no maybe about it.
But I know Marcus Smart and Jrue Holiday can't do what he can do. That's what I am 1,000% sure of. Okay, name me a player where he has it all. I've never seen that player.
Okay, but here's the difference. What Marcus Smart and Jrue Holiday can do best is necessary as it pertains to winning a championship. What Damian Lillard does best, we've never seen, with the exception of Isaiah Thomas and Stephen Curry, We've never seen a small guy lead a team to a championship by volume shooting. We've never even seen small guys lead teams to championships. When you look at how championship teams are constructed, they play through the forwards and the bigs. Okay. So this team has to run through Giannis. And there's a reason why Portland were never successful when Dame was their number one player.
Okay.
So if you're not going to be scoring at that level, you've got to contribute in other areas of the game as well to make up for it. And he's not contributing in 50%. And it's not just Dame that's the problem in Milwaukee. Bobby Portis has been pretty bad as well. And there's a whole multitude of problems. Well, but all I'm saying is that it's a liability on a defensive end.
Well,
which is the thing that you started off this entire episode by saying.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, you can interpret the words however you want to interpret them. Okay, so I'm going to let Mo have his words and what he understands, and then I'll move on. This is great. Since I am from that era, right, and I happen to be from Detroit, I was able to watch Isaiah Thomas's entire career, starting back in high school when he was in Chicago. And then he goes to Indiana, and then he gets drafted by Detroit. So much so that I can say this, because it's true. Isaiah Thomas was the first little guy that they actually built a team around on both sides of the ball. He was the first one, not the second one, not the third one. He's the first one, and he's the only one where they built a team around him on both sides of the ball. The team took on his personality. They built a team around him. He was unequivocally the leader of the team. He was the one who organized the game. He managed the game. He distributed the game. And at key moments during the game, he would get off of the ball, and then he would become the scorer. He was, if anything, he was Allen Iverson before Allen Iverson.
Yeah.
Except he decided that in the best interest of the team, for him to do a variety of things instead of just doing the one thing which he was probably best at, which was scoring the basketball. If you just allowed him to go around and score, okay, he would have averaged somewhere near 30 points a night because he could do that. He was that good. Now people say Steph Curry. When I watched Steph Curry, I said, oh, the way the game is played today, because we all know that, well, we say this all the time. When the playoffs begin, the game is going to slow down. It's going to get more organized. That's not Steph Curry's personality. We don't throw the ball to Steph Curry and just say, go get us a bucket.
No.
We start running actions. We run things to play, to take advantage the way the game is played. And as long as the game is played at that pace, then Steph Curry is not one of, he is perhaps the best player to play as long as the game is played at that pace, because he's impossible to defend as long as there's ball movement and player movement. But you wouldn't say Steph Curry is one of the best when you just got to throw on the ball a la Kyrie Irving or a la Kevin Durant or a la Luka. No, I know what you were saying, but you got to know what it is before you can just say it, because you can't be irresponsible in saying things.
No.
You can't be irresponsible.
This is what I'm saying.
So I would argue, but I would say this.
Okay.
I would say this, and then you can have it. I would say this. There's always an anomaly. Steph Curry is an anomaly in the matrix. He's an anomaly. You can't say all, but what you can say, Steph Curry is the lead player. He's the best player on that team. But there were other players who had just as important of a role in certain areas. Klay Thompson, for instance, always defended the other team's best perimeter player, regardless of position. That's a fact. Draymond Green was a very unique player for that team. Andre Iguodala was a very unique player on those teams. I'm not saying one was better than the other. The best player was Steph Curry. But you can argue that there were other players because they had to do other things that was at an elite level. Klay Thompson was guarding all of the other team's elite players.
The rest of this Bucks roster is nowhere near the caliber of those Warriors rosters, right? But here's the point that I'm making. Isaiah Thomas gave you maximum effort on the defense side of the basketball. We were in the building for the finals, and what do we both say about Steph Curry in the 2022 finals? It was how much of a more effort he was making on the defensive side of the basketball. That's all I'm asking for. It's the same thing you're asking for. Give me what you got. I'm saying we just need to see some level of effort, and then we can try and figure out the rest of this.
Mo, what I'm saying is the following. Just because you're giving me effort, you know, when you play in the NBA, I used to love the coaches to say, hey, you're playing hard, baby, but you're hurting the team. Just because you're playing hard and you're giving me effort doesn't mean that I'm not going to take you out of the game. That's the very least you can do. Okay. What I'm saying is the following. There are a lot of things that take place. Dame could be hurt. We don't know this. He could be. There could be a lapse in the defense rotation. Could be. Maybe right now they're just playing a bad brand of basketball. Could be. Maybe right now they're just not very good. Could be. I don't know. But what I do know is that Damian Lillard is an elite level player. And that for whatever the reason is right now, that I'm not going to say he's a bad this or he's the... No, we can't say that. We can't just disrespect, because we don't know. We're not there. We're not in practice. Maybe there's a misunderstanding. Maybe right now, who knows, whatever the case may be. I don't know. But what I will say is that you made out the point, which I've been stating from the get-go. I'm not going to allow anyone to be bad in my class.
Yeah. Okay.
In my class. You're going to get an A in my class. And I'm going to say, okay, Mo can't defend De'Aaron Fox.
Don't get too flagrant.
Okay. Mo can't defend De'Aaron Fox. That's fair. Advantage De'Aaron Fox. But we're going to figure out something where Mo can play in that game. And everybody's going to be like, you know, when I watched Roddy the other night, I go, this guy scored like 18, 19 points the other night in the game. I was like, that's a heck of an achievement. That's a heck of a... You don't have to be elite at everything to play in this league. But what you do have to do is you got to be able to figure out what you can and can't do. And right now, I know this about an elite player like Damian Lillard. He can do something.
Yeah. He can do something. Well, we could talk about the Bucks all day, but what we have to talk about before we get out of here is tonight's games. Let's give our predictions. So we're starting off with the Celtics at the Hornets. Who you got?
Celtics.
I think the Hornets could steal it, but who knows? The Mavs.
I'm going to say the Celtics. I'm counting on the Celtics to abide by the rules of excellence. Let's stop whatever happened last game.
Yep. Okay. I don't expect Jaylen Brown to score 25 points on 30 shots again.
I'm expecting them to say, okay, if you are a great player, great team, let's stop the losing streak as quickly as we possibly can. That's the rules of a good team.
Yeah.
All right. Let's stop that.
And
let's
two in a row.
Win the games you're supposed to win.
The next one is Magic at Cavs, but Paolo Banchero is out for 4 to 6 weeks now with the right abdominal strain. So I'm going with the Cavs.
Oh, well, he has an abdominal strain.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Those can be
that's
tricky.
Tough for the Magic as well. They got such a good start.
Yeah, that's so Cavs.
The Knicks at the Pistons.
I'm gonna say Knicks. I'm saying Knicks, but I should say my Pistons. I'm gonna say Knicks. I'm just gonna say Knicks.
The Kings at the Hawks.
Kings.
Okay.
Yeah. What's going on with Atlanta? I'm concerned about Atlanta. I'm concerned about it. There's like a couple teams right now I'm concerned about. Right.
I'm not concerned about Atlanta. They're at the level where I expected them to be.
Well, they are, But you're doing all of these major deals and nothing is working.
Do you know who I really like though? Dyson Daniels. That's really working. That's what we call maximum energy on defense. The Bulls and the Nets. Two teams who have been surprising.
I'm going with the Bully. The Bullies are...
I'm going with the Nets purely because they're at home. That's how I'm calling this one. Yeah. I don't see any difference between these two teams right now. The Lakers and the Raptors.
It's in Toronto, correct?
It's in Toronto.
I'm going to go Raptors.
I'm going with the Lakers because it's in Toronto, but we all know it's LeBronto. So I'm going with the Lakers.
LeBronto? I don't get it. What's...
Because he beat Toronto every year in the playoffs.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, yeah. The Pacers at the Pelicans.
Pacers.
Both teams 2-3 right now. I'm going with the Pacers too. The Nuggets and the Wolves in a rematch of last year's playoff series that went 7 games.
Wolves.
Wolves at home. Nuggets is also another team, just like the Bucks. And then the Thunder at the Blazers.
Thunder.
Yeah, easily done. Easily done. Well, BJ and I will be back on Monday with Scott as well to discuss this weekend's action. So subscribe to the show, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast from. Join the Discord as well. It's a link below in the show description. And until next time, get buckets.